Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA is starting to give producers a better idea, one, on some of the timelines they can expect in terms of signing up for the programs. And so they're indicating, one, that sometime this summer, producers will receive a letter from FSA on their yield history and their planted acreage history, which affects those yield updates and base reallocation for covered commodities.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Of course, we know the Farm Bill has been authorized, and that covers farm programs for the next several years. But a very important process of Congress or a product of Congress is the annual appropriations bills. And in many cases, the Farm Bill will authorize certain programs, but the Appropriations Committee actually has to appropriate the funds so that those programs can be operated. The appropriations process is moving through both the House and Senate, and these are funds that will apply to programs in the fiscal year 15. The most recent activity was that the House Appropriations Committee approved the Ag Appropriations Bill. That's a total of about $142 billion. So it's going to have some funding for some of the, in particular, some of the cotton pest accounts, such as boll weevil eradication, pink bollworm. It also has funding for some of the export promotion programs that are critical to the industry, such as the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It then has to move to debate and a vote by the full House. We're not sure when that's going to occur. We haven't heard a timeline on that. The House is in recess this week, but at some point they will come in and take up the full measure. One of the things I think we have to be prepared for when that occurs is the potential for amendments to be offered to the appropriations that may actually go back and try to amend some of the provisions that were included in the new Farm Bill. We're going to be diligent through that process to hopefully make sure this appropriations bill can continue to advance through the floor debate without any damaging amendments.